Okay? It's on. Okay, the bottom of Tesema Beis. Bottom of Tesema Beis. Fourth wide line on Tesema Beis. The Gemara here is talking about the second time the Gemara here is talking about the Katz L'Tzmicha School L'Tzfiwa. So the Gemara says in the fourth wide line, Michti, Hayu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi, Mashpa L'Basofa Mashpa Me'ikara. This Pasuk Vio L'Ratzon, which was added in by Chazal, it's a beautiful Pasuk to add it at the beginning of davening and add it in at the end of davening, right? The Imrei Fi, my word should be L'Ratzon. So umasha meikara to be ina lameimar. My time is tiknu a rabban lahaku yudches brachas lameimar meikara. So why do we say it after Shmon Asrei? Say it before Shmon Asrei. It's also a nice preceding pasuk. Amr of Yehuda breder shemir ben pazi hol below amru David el lahaku yudches parshios. Since David Hamelech said this pasuk after 18 kapitulach of Tehillim lefichach tiknu a rabban lahaku yudches parshios. We say it after our 18 brachas of Shmon Asrei, just like David Hamelech said it after 18 kapitulach of Tehillim. And again, I mentioned yesterday that the Marsha says the following question wouldn't be a question today now that we have 19 brachas. Because the Gemara's question, how do you chas yutes havyin? What do you mean? David said this at the end of 19 prakim of Tehillim, not 18, so it's not parallel. So that, right, if you look, this pasuk is the last pasuk in Kapitul Yutes, right before Chav, Yad Chashav Yavsara. So the Gemara answer is no problem. Ashri ha'ish v'lama rakshu goyim chada parshahi. The first two Kapitulach of Tehillim, Aleph and Beis, are really one. So really, David Melch did say it after 18 Kapitulach of Tehillim, because the first two are considered one, even though it's at the end of Kapitul Yutes. So really,
now it doesn't stem for now.
Oh, so now it doesn't stem for now, that's right. But Me'ikar HaDin, it's still called Shmon Asrei. It's not called Tisha Asrei. So really, Me'ikar HaDin, it's okay. After all, how do you know this? Where else do we know such a concept that it goes together, the first two? The Rabbi Yehuda Breder Shimon Pazi, the son of Shimon Pazi says, Kuf Gimel Parshios Amar David. David HaMelech said 103 Parshios, 103 Kapitulach of Tehillim. Lo Amar Haleluka at Sherabah Balasa Shal Rishayim. And the word Haleluka does not appear until he sees the fall of his enemies. Shenemar Yitamu Chata'im Min Ha'aretz U'Rishayim Odeinam. A pasuk that we're going to say tomorrow, Yonad Yoma. We're going to say this is the last pasuk in Baruch Hinachi. Right? The Chata'im, the sinners will leave the land and there won't be any more wicked people. Baruch Hinachi as Hashem. Haleluka. So says Rav Shimon ben Pazi, this was said at the end of the 103 Kapitul of Tehillim. So again, we have the question of that. Baruch Hinachi is the 104th Kapitul of Tehillim. Adi Kuv Gibbo, Kuv Dalad Avi, that's 104. Now, Lashmavi, no, what do you see from there? Ashri Ish, Blah, Barak, Shugayim, Chada, Parshahi. Really, it must be it's one Parshas, therefore, just like 19 turns into 18, 104 turns into 103.
Why do we have this
two?
The Omar,
what?
Why is it two?
Why is what two? Why is it the first, why is this, who split them? I don't know, I'm not sure. Davar Shmuel bar Achmedi Abar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Parsha Shaisa Chaviva Tapa Davyud, Kol Parsha Shaisa Chaviva Al David, Pazak Leba Ashrei, V'siya Baba Ashrei. Any Parsha that was loved onto David, he started it with an Ashrei and he ended it with an Ashrei. Dichziv, as it says, the Kapitel Aleph starts off Ashrei Ha'ish, V'siyem, and Kapitel Beis ends off the Ashrei. Dichziv Ashrei Kachosibo. So that shows that the first two Kapitel are really, really one. Just one, amazing diuk that you would think it's nothing, but the tzlach, the Nodeh Bihuda, the commentary, if you look back on Amud Beis for a minute, the tzlach says, usually when you have a meim run, you say, Dechzit, Detanya, and we already learned this, and you quote a Mishnah, you quote a Brisa, or you at least quote somebody else who agrees. You don't usually say, you know, Beryl says this, Detanya, as Beryl says it. That's not proving anything. It's the same person. So look what we just said on the bottom, right? The first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, says, David HaMelech said this after Yitzchak Parshas. How do you know this? The Amar, Yehuda Brei, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the same person. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So what are we adding by bringing this other member of Shimon ben Pazi? Oh, so you look at the last line of Rashi. Amar of Yehuda Breder of Shimon Garcinan. So Rashi, we don't even know it. Rashi's saying, by the way, it's a different person. Like Garcinan, usually the Garcinans, we like zoom over Rashi. What's he telling us? Nothing. So the Galus of Rashi here says the Tzlach is telling us it's a different person. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. It's not the same person. Okay, just the Ha'ara of the Tzlach. Okay, top of Yudam and Aleph. Two dots. Okay, we have a lot of words on this Amud. I don't know, it's probably up there in the most words on an Amud contest. And not onward, Blot, I should say. Both of these sides are challenging Daf Yomi, Blot. There are some people that were getting Rabbi Meir angry in his neighborhood. There were some attackers. They were giving him a lot of tsaros. Rabbi Meir davin so that they would die. Unbelievable. Amrele Bruria de Bisu. Bruria, his daughter, his wife says, "My daitech, why are you davening that they die? Mishum dechsiv yitamu chataim." Right, this is how it connects. What do you mean? Because it says in Barchi Nafshi, the sinners should die. Mistranslated, miksiv chotim chatoim siv. It doesn't say the sinners should die. It says the sins should die. Chataim. So number one, so don't daven that they should die. The ode, and also Bruria says, shilas epi tikra. Look at the end of the pasuk. Urshaim odinam, and the wicked people won't be anymore. Kibadi tamu chataim urshaim odinam. Once you get rid of the sins, you'll get rid of the wicked people. You don't have to get rid of the wicked people, just get rid of the sins. So Ella, what should you do, says Bruria? Boy rachmi lavayo de lahedru b'tshuva. Daven that they do tshuva. Urisham odinam boy rachmi lavet urisham odinam, and there won't be any more rishoyim. Boy rachmi alei v'hadri b'shuva. As they returned, they were chosen b'shuva. He listened to his wife. Okay, not for now. What, Rameir didn't know this? Rameir also knew this. What Bruria was doing mechadishim the pshat on the pasuk. Okay, tzarechian, you got to work it out. But just another question that we will deal with, and that is, what did it say? Rameir had boy rachmi. He asked for rachmanis on them that they die. Doesn't sound like rachmanis. By rachmi alei de lamusu, it should be. He, unless you say davening is called rachamim. By rachmi alei. Number one. Number two, the mafarshim say, how could I daven that somebody else, the maskan of the Gemara, how could I daven that somebody else does tshuva? Does it say, he has the bechira? If I daven hard enough that you do tshuva, you're going to do tshuva. If I daven that I do tshuva, because Hashem sees that I'm trying to do tshuva, that's part of my doing tshuva, but how could I daven that somebody else does tshuva? How can you change his behavior?
Why is that so? We daven Hashivenu, that Hashem should bring people to Shul.
Hashivenu, that's also Hashivenu in general, is more about bringing the Mashiach. Hashivenu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. That's also about this man. That's including us also. So once you're including us, so then we could, daven in public. Okay, but the, so some of Farshim say, the Slach actually also said, that Rameir saw that these people were Rishayim, but they were also having a great life. He saw that they were Benachas, he saw they were Tovlo, and Rameir realized, again this is a drash, but Rameir realized that they must be getting their Olam in this world as well. Like the Gemara says a few blot ago, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give people their Schar in Olam Hazeh, if they're really bad, to give them nothing in Olam Haba. He'll let them have good time, little good times here. So Rameir realizes these people are terrible, but they're having a good time, so he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is probably giving them everything now, so that they get nothing in the future. So Rameir was boy Rachmi Alei. He davened to have Rachmanis on them, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills them now, and stops giving them all of their schar in Olam Hazeh, so that they'll be able to get some Olam Haba.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense, because Rameir is the one in that blood and said that we don't have the answer to that question.
Rameir was the first day?
No,
the second day.
The second day, he said we don't have the answer.
Okay, but he still might believe in that idea. At least Rasha Vitovlo. Tzadik Aralo, we don't understand. But Rasha Vitovlo, it might be a little bit. But you're enough, you know, but that's just one idea that helps us with the lashon of boy rachmi lavaihu. Again, how can he daven for somebody else to do tshuva? That's not for now. Okay. Amar la, are you ever allowed to daven that the rishayim die? Falamashinim al tihi sikva. Right. The Rambam writes when he talks about the minim and the stukim yamach shemam v'zichram. So we say that too. So the parsha points out that if people are basically sinners themselves, or just giving you a little tsaris, okay, you have to daven that they do tshuva. But if people are malshinim, if people are making tsaris for Klal Yisrael, if people are causing other people to sin, he says that we could daven that they should be gotten rid of. Second wide line. Amar la hahut stuki leburya. Once we're talking about Bruria and her Tanakh abilities, so we bring out the story. So Sugi says to Bruria, Ksiv, Rani Akara lo yalada. Rani Akara, the barren woman shall sing, lo yalada, she does not have any children. Haftarah for Pashas Kiseitse. Mishum de lo yalda, Rani, what is it? What Rani Akara lo yalada, because you don't have children, that's why you're going to sing? Doesn't sound like a good reason to sing. So Amrelei, she says, Shatya, fool, Shvil Ezevi Dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk. It can't be that Akara means literally barren. Dechsiv, ki rabim b'nei shomimam, y'b'nei b'ula amar Hashem. Because more of the children are of the desolate, that means Am Yisrael, who They have desolation. From the ones that do avla, the ones that do sins. So can't, akar can't mean literally. So you have to have a different pshat of the pasuk. Ella, maya, akar lo yolada. What does that mean? Rani Knesses Yisrael Shedome Leisha Akara Shelo Yolda Banim LeGehenim Kavasaychu. Great is to us because we're barren from children like you're having. We're barren from children that are living a worthless life. That's why we're singing. We have other children, but Rani Akara Lo Yolada. Great is to us, like Ashrenu Matov Kalkenu. We're celebrating because we don't have children like you Tzdukim are having. Armale Hahut Tzduki Lerbi Avohu. There are a couple of dafim all. Various places in Chas that have conversations with Stukim. So Stukim says to Rabbi Avohu, Ksiv, Mizmor LeDavid Bevarchu B'nei Avshalom B'no, right, David sings when he ran away from Avshalom his son. We discussed this a few blot ago. Why is it Mizmor? It should be Kina. The Ksiv, LeDavid Michtam Bevarchu B'nei Shaul B'Amara. David says Michtam when he runs away from Shaul HaMelech. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Ma'isa Havi Bereisha." So the Tzduki says, "Hey, Ma'isa Havi Bereisha." Which of these actions Ma'isim took place first? So the Gemara says, "1 minute, that's a klatz kasha." Mechti Ma'isa Shaul Havi Bereisha. Shaul, of course, came first because Avshalom was trying to usurp the throne from his father David. Shaul, he's running from David before he was king, or when he just became king. So of course, the Ma'isa of Shaul happened first. So the Tzduki says, "Aha." So you're telling me it's obvious that Shaul happened first. So Licht of Horatius, so why is the Avshalom story in Tehillim Gimel and the Shaul story in Tehillim Nun Zion? That's the question that the Stuki asked. So Amar Lei answers Rabbi Avohu, Atun Dolo Darshisin Smuchin, Kasha Lechu, you who don't Darshin Smuchin, who don't Darshin two Psukim, two Parshias next to each other, that's why you have a problem. Anad Darshin Smuchin Mo Kashulan. But we Darshin Smuchin. We use that concept. Smuchin is just like this concept called Hekish, Gzer Shava, Kalvachomer. Smuchin is another tool that we use to learn Halacha. When you have two Parshias next to each other, or even two psukim, you could darshan. In Dvarim, there's a machlokas, whether you darshan smuchin but Mishnah Torah. But for sure, the rest of the Torah. Dvar Rabbi Yochanan, smuchim and Atarmi 9, how do you know that you darshan smuchin? Shneemar, smuchim, la'ad, la'olam, asuyim, be'emes, v'yashar. So that means if you have smuchim, it's emes and yashar, it's true and correct. So how does that help us? So lama nisvacha parshas Avshalom leparshas Gog u'Magog. So this is Rabbi Avohu finally answering. So why does the story of Avshalom in Tehillim Gimel come right after the story of Gog u'Magog, Tehillim Beis? So it's put there for a reason. Shim yom alacha adam klum yish evet shemored barabo. Because if you're reading Tehillim Beis and you read the story of Gog u'Magog, which is a story of Gog who used to be a servant who rebelled against the master, Magog, and you say, an Eved's going to rebel against his master? How is that possible? So Tehillim Gimel comes and teaches me, Afatal Marlo, tell him, Klum Yish Ben Shemori Ba'aviv. You want to know something even more mechudish? You know, a son rebelling against his father, Avshalom. Ela Have, but it happened. Hachanami Have, so too this will happen. So we dafka put Tehillim Gimel there, even though it's out of order, in order to put it next to Gog u'Magog. So some of the parshim say Gog u'Magog didn't even happen yet. So what is that doing in Tehillim Beis? You know, fine, this explains why Gimel is before Nun Zion, but because it has to be next to Beis. So put Beis and Gimel at the end. So they say, no, Gog u'Magog has to do with all of our being. It has to do with our revelation from Mashiach. So that can be put anywhere. That's not telling a historical event. That's just something that we daven for.
Why do we have to think that Tehillim is
on the board? In Achinami, we don't, but it would be nice if David HaMelech is writing a book all about praise of Hashem and telling different stories. You know, makes sense. Okay, in Achinami, you could have said it's out of order. In Mukta Memucha, but Tehillim. You know, but in Achinami. But he wanted to answer him, at least Lishi Tascha. I'll have an answer even according to you. Second wide line. Amar Biyachon Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. My Dechsev Pia Pascha B'Chachma V'Saras Chesed Al Lashona. What is that pasuk referring to? Kenegan me. So there are different Chazal. Some say it's referring to Torah. Some say it's referring to his mother Bathsheba. Generally, Torah is the accepted view. But Amar, this Gemara says another one. Amar Shlomo Mikrazeh Lo Amru Ela Kneged David Aviv. No, I say this pasuk refers to my father David. Shedar b'chamisha olamim. He lived in five olamos. Five, let's call them circumstances. V'amar Shira, and he said Shira about these five circumstances. Rashi points out that the first circumstance is going to be in his mother's womb. So he's obviously not seeking Shira yet, but it's when he, God, Ruach HaKodesh, later on in life, he thinks backwards and sings Shira about every stage of his life that he had gone through, and thanks Hashem for it. Number one, Dor B'mei Imo. Bamar Shira. He was inside his mother's womb, and he sings Shira about that time. Shneamar, Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Kravai Eshem Kacho. And my kravai is like kirbayim, insides. So that pasuk is merumas that he's singing to Hashem, Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem, when he's inside his mother. We're going to have five sukkim with Baruch Inafshi. That's what the connection in between these five. Number two, Yatzal Avir HaOlam. He goes out to the world. V'nistakel b'kachavim u'mazalos v'yamar Shira. When he's born, he sings Shira. What does that have to do with the kachavim u'mazalos? So the Marsha says that when the mazel that somebody's born under kind of makes him into a certain personality. Not Bechira, but as the Gemara says, if you're born under this, you could be a butcher or you could be a killer. Right? Or if you're born under this, you have certain midos because of the mazel that we're born in. So that's why he mentions it now. When he was born, and he looks at the Kochavim Mazalos, and he says Shira. That's the second time. Shenemar Baruch Hashem Malachav, Gibore Koach Osed Varo, Lishmoa Bakal Varo. Right? He talks about the Giborim who do his word. Baruch Hashem called Tzva'av. So blessed all of his constellations. That's stage two. So in his mother's womb, when he's born, number three, Yonak Mishnei Imo, when he nurses from his mother, Vinistaka Vidadeha, and he looks at the place on his mother where he's nursing from, Vyamar Shira, and he says Shira about that beautiful idea that a mother can nurse, that a child can nurse from the mother. Shneamar, Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem, V'al Tishkachu Kol Gemulav, Tishkachi Kol Gemulav. Don't forget all the Gemul, meaning things, people who are objects or people who were gomel yuchesed. My kol gemulav. So what else is this hinting to, this pasuk? Amar Rabbi Avahu, sha'asol adadim b'makam bina. That the source of the milk of the child is put on the place of the woman near her bina. So what's that? So in the olden days, they used to think that the bina was in the heart, not just in the brain. So, or maybe Bina is not just intellect, it's some other type of understanding which originates in the heart. So the breasts of a woman are near her heart. Time am I, why did Hashem do this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kidei Shelo Yistakel B'makom Erva, so that the child won't be nursing next to Makom Erva. Rav Masna Amar, Kidei Shelo Yinak Mimakom Atinofes. Or they're not nursing next to a different unpleasant part of the woman's body. So difficult to understand, but just one ha'ara, this is in contrast to animals. Because animals all nurse from their mother next to their makam erva and next to the makam hatinofes. So it's contrasting human beings to animals. Again, what it really means underneath, I don't have such of an answer, but that helped me a little bit, that it's emphasizing our difference from the physiology of animals. But that's number three. So when he was in the mother's womb, and when he came out, and when he nursed. Number four now, Ra'a ma'palasan shel rishaim ba'amar shira. He saw the downfall of his enemies. And he sung Shira Shneamar, and this is why this is brought here. Yitamu Chatam in the Arz Rishon Morinam Baruch Inafsi Es Hashem Alaluka. We know there's a concept you're not supposed to sing when your enemies get befall. In formal Yivchal Tismach, or it says that the Malachim wanted to sing Shira and Hashem didn't let them. So the Mefarshim explained there's a difference between when you get saved and when you're an outsider just singing Shira about enemies. So the Malachim wanted to sing Shira, Hashem didn't let them. But we said as Yashir. Right, so David HaMelech could sing when his enemies that were trying to attack him, when they fall, you're allowed to sing Shira. And finally, another medrash, a lot of different chazals. Let me just say, I didn't mention it before. The whole thing might be about different things, but this pasuk, Pi Apasu B'Chachma, the Mefarshim say is bothered. They're bothered because that pasuk, if it's referring to the Torah. So it should be Torah's Chesed al-Lashona. So that pasuk doesn't seem to be referring to Torah. So at least this pasuk is referring to David HaMelech. Finally, number five, Nistakel b'yom ha-misa v'yomar Shira. He thought he realized the day of death, and he said Shira about that, because he realizes there's an afterworld. Shneamar baruch inafshi es Hashem. Hashem elokai gadalta ma'od. You are so great. Hod v'hadol avashta. Glory is your clothing. My mashbada yom hamisa ne'amar. So where does it say yom hamisa in that pasuk? Beautiful pasuk. Where does it say yom hamisa? So Amar Rav Bar Rav Sheila miseifa dinyana. Look at the end of the pasuk again. We'll say this all tomorrow in Barchi Nafshi. V'chsiv tastir panecha yibahelun. If you hide your face, we will be confused. Tosef rucham yigvaun. So gviya is a lashon misa. So that's where it's hinted to. So those are the five stages. A lot of the Kabbalah and the Mefarshim about what exactly those five stages symbolize. But David HaMelech sings Shira about all those five stages. Next, Rav Simi bar Ukva v'Amri lo mar Ukva v'Avishrich kamei d'Rishrim pazi. One of these two people, Rav Simi or mar Ukva, was always in front of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the Havi Mesader Agadata Kami de Rav Shimon ben Levi. Shimon ben Pazi was the expert in Agada. He always used to say Shiurim in front of Rav Shimon ben Levi in Agada. Amar Lei, so asks Mar Ukva, or Rav Simi, or whoever this is, Mai Dechsid Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem V'chol Karov HaYashem Kodesho. What's pshat in that pasuk? So Rav Shimon misunderstood the question. He thought the question was about the word Kravai. What is that word Kravai teaching me? So that's why he says the following. Amar Lei, this is what it's telling you. Bo Rei, Shloki Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Vadam. Hashem is not like a person. Midas Basar Vadam, a person, Tzartzur Al-Gabe Kosel, he could draw a picture. The Inu Yachol Lahatil Ba, Ruach HaNeshama, Kirbayim U'Bnei Me'ayim. He can't give life to the picture. He could draw a picture, he could even make a picture in a 3D way, but he can't put in life, he can't put in chiyus, he can't put in insides, that's kravayim, that's the limud from the pasuk. He can't give it intestines. Yakadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay, and Hashem is not like that. Tzar tzura betok tzura, he puts a tzura in a tzura, it's a baby. First he starts off in a tzura, which is already a chiddush. Umatoba, and he puts in it ruach, neshama, kirbayim, insides, b'nei me'ayim. So that's what the pasuk is referring to. The whole kravai, Hashem kacho, referring to this, that Hashem makes kirbayim. The hainu d'amr chana, that's also what Chana said, Ein kadosh kashem ki ein botecha, there is nobody like Hashem, the ein sur ke lokenu, there was no rock like our Hashem. My ein sur ke lokenu, with arshing that pasuk, not just rock, but ein sayar ke lokenu. There is no artist like our Hashem who could give life to his paintings, to his creations. And now we just finish off the end of that pasuk of Baichana. My ki'in biltecha. What does it mean? There is nobody like you. So there's another level of meaning. Amr of Yehuda bar Manasseh. Al tikri ki'in biltecha. El ki'in levaloscha. Don't say there's nobody like you, but there is nobody that outlives you. Levaloscha. Valoscha also means get worn out. It says that simlascha lo balsa in the midbar. So nobody outlives you. Shelo kamidas hakadosh baruch hu midas baser vadam. Again, the difference between people and humans. People, their projects outlive them. If I draw something, it could be here forever. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu outlives his projects. So that's all. That was the answer to what does Baruch Hinafshi mean. He thought he was asking him about the word Kravai. So he explains the difference between Hashem and people regarding Hashem puts an inside into the projects. So Amar Lei said, no, wait, that was a beautiful drasha. But you know what? This is what I really wanted to know. Ano hachi kamina lecha. This is what I was really asking. Hani chamisha baruch hinafshi keneged mi Amar and David. No, the five, I'm asking you baruch hinafshi. I mean, why did David say baruch hinafshi five times? So we already had one view. He said it keneged yom hamisa and yom haleda, etc., etc. So now we're going to have another pshat. Davalo amran ela keneged hakadosh baruch hu ukeneged neshama. Keneged, there are neshamos inside of us, have five things in common with Hashem. Unbelievable. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Kol HaOlam, just like Hashem fills the world, Af Neshama Maleia Es Kol HaGuf. So too our neshama fills our entire body. Our whole body is our world. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ro'eh Ve'Eino Nireh, Hashem sees and is not seen, Af Neshama Ro'eh Ve'Eino Nireh. Right? Our kids ask us, where's my neshama? Right, they could see, but can't be seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zonas Kol HaOlam Kulo, just like Hashem sustains the world, Af Neshama Zonas Kol HaGuf, our Neshama sustains us. Without our Neshama, our Guf would not live. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tahor, Af Neshama Tahora, we just said it, or we will say it, Elokai Neshama Shenasatavi Tahorahi. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'Chadri Chadarim, just like Hashem sits inside the Chadri Chadarim, Af Neshama Yosheves B'Chadri Chadarim. So to the neshamas. In these ways, five things similar. Yavo misha yesh l'chamisha d'var malalu. So the thing that has these five things, that's our neshama, that's our nefesh, v'yishaveach l'misha yesh l'chamisha d'var malalu. they should praise the being that also has these five things. That's Baruch Hi Nafshi Es Hashem. My nefesh davis to Hashem, because my nefesh has five things in common with HaKadosh Baruch. So tomorrow morning when we say this, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh, we should have this kavanah. Okay, now we're up to a famous story. Amar by the two dots. Amar Rav Hamnuna. We've mentioned this story a couple of times in the shul. My dechsev mi hakachacham umi yodeh pesher davar. Who's so wise that makes psharis, makes compromises? Mi kachodesh baruch hu sheyodeh lasos pshara bein shnei tzadikim. Who is like Hashem who makes pshara between two tzadikim? This is, whole story is brought here because at the end it's going to talk about tzmichas gula tzvila. We'll get there. Bein chizkiyo liyishayo. Chizkiyo HaMelech, one of the great kings of Am Yisrael, and Yishayo HaNavi. Chizkiyo Amar, Leisi Yishayo Gabai, Tehachi Ashkan Beliyahu. They were supposed to meet, but who was going to go to who? That was the kasha. So Yishayo says, Chizkiyo should come to me. Right? Da'azol Gabi Beliyahu, Da'azol Gabi Achav. Because you see that Eliyo HaNavi, right? The other way. Chizkiyo said Yishayo should come to me, right? The king says that the Navi should come to him because you find the precedent. Eliyo went to Achav, my father. Eliyo HaNavi. So he should come to me. Yishayo Amar, Lesi Chizkiyo Gabai. Yishayo says no. Chizkiyo should come to me. The Hachi Ashkuchan V'Yehoram Ben Achav. Because the Yehoram, the son of Achav, the Ozel Gabi Elisha. So you see the king went to the Navi. Right? So who goes to who? There's a Macholikus here. Not for now. What, they're all Balgaivas? No, I'm not going. You should come to me. Yishayo HaNavi we're talking about. Right? So, there are different mafarshim given, but it's an interesting ha'ara. Ma'ala atzah kadosh baruch hu. It's good to have kashas. Okay, you don't answer everything. Ma'atzah kadosh baruch hu. Hevi yisur. So what did Hashem do to try to make the meeting go? Hevi yisur al chizkiyo. We made him very sick. Va'amar lo liyishayo. And he says, lechu bakar es achola. Now there's no choice. You got to go visit him. Shneamar bayam lahem chal chizkiyo lamus. Va'yavo elav yishayo ben amot hanavi. And yishayo came. Va'yomer. Elav kol ma Hashem tzavol beischa. You know what? Give your wills. Give your last will and testament. Kimesa tavolo sichya. You know, you're a goner. My kimesa tavolo sichya. What does that mean? Why the double lashon? You will die. You will not live. Mesa tavolo olam hazeh. Velo sichya lo olam haba. Right? You're going to die now and you won't live even in olam haba. Amarle, my kulei hai. Yishayo. This is one of the greatest kings that we had. Chizkiyo HaMelech. He wasn't a Rasha. He was a big, huge tzaddik. So he says, what's going on here? So, Amar Lei Mishum Delo Asakta Bepir Yivarivya. Because you didn't try to have kids. You didn't try to have kids. Asakta. Doesn't say Kiyamta. Amar Lei Mishum Dechazoi Liburuch HaKodesh Denafke Minai Banin Delo Malhu. Because I saw my son was going to be Menashe. Menashe, one of the biggest, terrible, wicked people in all of Jewish history. I want to have a Menashe. That's why. I don't want to bring a Menashe into the world. Amar Lei, Yishayo answers, this is the line, Bahadi Kafshi Derachman Alamalach. What are you trying to butt into the hidden things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My Demifkadas Iboy L'chol HaMevid. What you are commanded to do, you do. U'may Denicha Kami Kutcher Brichu Levid. And whatever is Nicha to Hashem, Levid he will do. So Amar Lei, he says, Hasha Havli Bartach. Okay, Yishayo, big shot, so give me your daughter. Okay, maybe if I marry your daughters, then maybe we'll have, maybe there's a chance. Maybe your schlus and my schlus. Okay, you're so confident. So Amalei, no, Yishayo says, I'm not trying to change the gzera. Right, the gzera already happened. What are you you're trying to get? This is what you have to do. You can't worry about the future. Amalei, he says, Ben Amot. Doesn't even call him by his first name. Yishayo, Ben Amot, Kalei Nebuaschav, it says, stop your Nebuah and get out of here. Kach b'kubalni b'beis Abiyaba, don't say the gzeir already happened. Afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavaro shel Adam. Mordechai ben David made this line famous. Even a sharp sword is munach on the neck of a person. Al yimana aslam and arachamim. Don't stop davening. Tfilah and rachamim could always help. Don't tell me the gzeira happens already. Idmanami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Shravayu, again, Afilu Cherev Chad Munach Al Savar Shal Adam, even if somebody has a sharp sword on their neck, Al Yimana Aslam and Arachamim, Shnevar Haini Teleni, even though I'm getting killed, Lo Ayachel to him, I will still hope. Okay, so we're still in the middle of the story here. Turning the page, for just one hour, there's a brisker Rav on Parshas Toldos, that many of the Parshas talk about, Rivka, says, when she has the two babies in her stomach, Im Kain Lamaze Anochi. Famous pasuk, right? Why am I? So, what does that pasuk mean? Lamaze Anochi. Why am I? So the Brisker Rav says, what does this Gemara say? This Gemara says, if Chizkiyahu saw that he was going to have a Rasha. So what's the Lashon of Yeshayahu? Don't think, don't butt into the hidden things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do what? What's the Lashon? My demifkidis yiboy l'cholom eved. Whatever your mitzvah to do, you do. So the Brisker Rav says, that's Rivka's. That's what Rivka's tining. Rivka sees that she has an Esav. She says, I don't want to bring an Esav into the world. So she says, Imkin lamaze anochi. Why should I go through this? I'm not Mitzuvah on for Ravu. Right? Yishayo, Chizkiyahu Navi was told, Yishayo says, you have to do what you're Mitzuvah. Rivka says, I'm not Mitzuvah. I don't have a Mitzuvah for Ravu. Says, Imkin, if it's true that I'm having an Esav, lamaze anochi. Why am I involved? Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, okay. But I shouldn't have to have the kid. So that's what she says. Lama Zanochi, based on this Gemara, she has a good taina, right? Because she's not Mitzvah. Okay. Daf Yudim Abayis on top. Amar of Chanan, Afilu, this is just continuing the message that we just said. Afilu Balachalomos Omer Lo Ba'adam. Lamachar Humeis, even the Balachalomos, whoever that is, says to a person, tomorrow you will die. Al Yimana Atzmo Min Harachabim. Right? You shall not stop davening. Shene Amar, Kib Rov Chalomos Vahavalim Udvarim Harbei, Ki Yesalokim Yarei. My son, one of my talmidim yesterday asked me. He told me his grandmother's very, very sick, and she's this and she's that, and you know the natural of events is not going to be too much longer. So what does he daven? Now, does he daven that she gets better? That somechan alanes is there? So what do you do? So it's a good kasha. So I said, just daven that Hashem should do what's best for her. That's you can't lose that way. But again, you never stop davening, says the Gemara. So back to the story, fourth line. Miyad vayasib Chizkiyahu panav el hakir. Chizkiyahu turns to the wall vayispala el Hashem. We had this a few blot ago about davening next to a wall. He's davening next to a wall, and he starts davening. My kir. Is there another level of meaning of kir, the wall? Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, mikiros libo. From the depths of his heart, he's davening. Shnamar, may I, ochila kiros libi. From my innards, I'm davening. Reb Levi Amar, a different shot, al iske hakir. He davens referring to a story about a wall. What story about a wall? Amar lefanav, Chizkiyahu says the following, Rebbeinu shel Olam. Hashem, umashunamis, the Shunammite woman in Navi, we're going to get to the story in a minute. The Isha Shunammis built a separate wing on her house for Eliyahu Navi to stay, Elisha to stay in when he used to travel by her. Built a separate wing, and then b'schus that she had a child. And not only that, when the child died, Elisha did chias amesim on the child. Right, just b'schus this chesed that she did. So says Chizkiyahu, umashunam is this woman. She made a little house. Hechiyesa es bina, you did chiyesa mesim for her son. B'schus that avi aba, my great zeda Shlomo Hamelach. Right, Chizkiyahu was in the line of Malchus Yehuda. Shechiba the heichal kulam echadav. He built the Beis Hamikdash. Alachas kam v'kama. Surely b'schus that you should listen to me. She built one little room. My Zayda built a Beis HaMikdash. So shouldn't that be enough to get me out of this predicament? That's what it means, kir. Kir is from the Lashon of building a wall. So that's what Chizkiyahu is davening. Al iske kir. He's saying, it's a kol shekein, I should be answered, my tefillah should be answered because of that. Zacharna asher eis asher salati lefanecha be'emes uvalev shalem. Right, remember that I've always gone in front of you in truth with a good heart. V'hatov beinecha asisi. And I've always done good. So this is why this Gemara is brought here. My vato v'enecha sisi. What does it mean that I've always done good in your eyes? Amar b'yudam arav, shesamach g'ulu l'tfila. So Chizkiyahu, when he's talking about the godless of his life, he says, I've always been so much g'ulu l'tfila. So again, probably like we said yesterday, this doesn't mean like all of us, who are always so much g'ulu l'tfila, it probably means b'vasikin, like Tosfos said yesterday. Smichas g'ulu l'tfila at vasikin is a tremendous chus. So that's one of the things that he was referring to. Reb Levi Amar Shagana Sefer Refuos. No, it means that he hid the Sefer Refuos. What is that? There's a Mishnah, or it's unclear if it's a Mishnah, Imsachim Nunvav. There's an unclear whether it's a Mishnah or a Brisa. But there's a Gemara that we're about to quote it here. There are six things Chizkiyahu did. Three were good, three were not good. One of the good things was that he hid the Sefer Refuos. There's a major machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam on that Mishnah. What does that mean? He hid the medical books. So Rashi, look at Rashi here, says it also. Shagana Sefer Refuos, top line, Kidei Sheyavakshu Rachamim. What does that mean? Chora the Pashtus, and Rashi says this there also, that people were so much, they were thinking that the medicine is all. They were forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were thinking that, you know, the medicine is the doctor. So they hid the Sefer Refuos so that people will start thinking about HaKadosh Baruch. That's what Rashi says. Unbelievable. Right? Even though, what, so my question is, what, so more, did people die because they didn't have the right medicines? Right, was there any downside to this? They hid it. See, David HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam said that's the Rambam. I'm not sure if anybody has any answer to this. Did the Rambam have Rashi? Everybody's had Rashi. I don't know if the Rambam had Rashi. But the Rambam quotes in his Pirshei Mishnayos Nerim Sachim, there is an opinion out there that's very rampant. I don't want to even mention it, but because it's so rampant, I have to. And the Rambam is so charif. I don't have time to quote it, but look at that Rambam in Sachim Nun Vav. He's unbelievable. He says, some people say they hid the Sefer Refuos. Remember, the Rambam is the rationalist, the doctor. He says, that's crazy. He says, if you have a medical book, what do you mean? He says, why don't you hide food because people don't realize food's coming from Hashem? So why don't you just starve them? What is he talking about? So the Rambam says, it can't be that. So he says, Sefer Refuos means there were certain medical procedures written in the book that warrant Beduka Manusa. It wasn't exactly, it was like strange voodoo medicine. And it wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be involved in. So that's the Sefer HaFuos that he hid. Doesn't mean the Sefer HaFuos is the regular medical textbooks. So the Rambam is charif. He has about 10 lines where he's blasting that earlier Shita. It's very interesting to, on the article, I'm sure I quotes it on the bottom. But, what? Gonna Sefer HaFuos. Right, but anyway, there's one other horror that I wanted to mention. It fits into Rashi's chat at least. Rashi says you should always think of a Kaddish Baruch when you take medicine. There's a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, not somebody much later. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Lamed, Sif Dalid, when somebody goes to do Akazas Dam, somebody goes to bloodlet, they should say Yehi Ratzon She Esek Ze Yi Elil Rafua Ki Rofe Chinamata. HaKadosh Dam used to be a medical procedure, bloodletting, so there's a yirat that you're supposed to say before you do it. The Mishnah Berurah there says, whenever you take medicine, you should say it. Throw in a Tylenol, you have a headache, you should say, yirason shi esek ze lilu refuah, ki rofe chinamata. Right? It's the minhag is not to do that way, but it's a Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mishnah Berurah, it's a nice thing to do. I probably take medicine, so we always realize that it's not the Tylenol, it's the Bala Tylenol, right? It's the Bala medicine. So that based on the, but it's hinted to in this Rashi. So you don't have to. We have a pshara. Take the medicine, but recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the. Those are the two of the things that the Chizkiyahu davened about. Okay. So by the way, once we brought this up, Tana Rabbanan, end of the fourth line. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu Melech. Six things Chizkiyahu did. Al Gimel Hodulo, three things they were happy about. Al Gimel Hodulo, three things they wanted. Al Gimel Hodulo, what were the three good things? Garnav Sefer Refuos v'Hodulo. He hid this book of Refuos. Kitas Nechash and Nechoshes v'Hodulo. There was a iron snake, copper snake, Bnei Yisrael used to bow down to. He got rid of it. Girer Atmos Aviv. Al Mita Shalchavolo v'Hodulo. He rolled the bones of his father. The father, his terrible father, Achav, he was a tremendous Rasha. He rolled his bones down. He didn't give him a proper burial. But Hodulo, they were happy about that too. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that he did this in order to give a kapara for his father. Either way, whether it's an onish or a kapara, the Chazal were happy about it. Val Gimelo Hodulo, there were three things he did they were not happy about. What? Mita Shal Chavalim on a bed of ropes, literally. Sasa Megichon, he closed up the Megichon. There was a certain type, there was a certain river that went out of Yerushalayim, and Ashur was coming to surround Klal Yisrael, and Chizkiyahu wanted to prevent them from getting water, so he closed up this Mei Gihon. It's not the Gihon Valley, it's a different one, Rashi says here. But he closed this up. But Hodulo, they weren't happy. Chazal said he should have had more bitachon and not take away the water. Okay, there's a fine line between Ishtadlus and bitachon here. Katzas Dalsas Heichal Vishigal Melech Asher Velo Hodulo. Again, Melech Asher said, you have to send me, you know, I won't, it was Sancheret, by the way, which ended up that they all died al derech nes. But second thing is that later on in history, when the king of Asher wanted some money, he cut off the doors of the Heichal and sent them to the king of Asher. Or some say he just took off the gold of the doors. Either way, they were not happy about that either. Iber Nisan b'Nisan v'lo Hodulo. And also, the pashtus is, he made another Adar when it was already Nisan. He added on a month when it was already Nisan v'lo Hodulo. They were not happy about that. So ask the Gemara 1 minute. Umi lechle l'chizkiyo. Chizkiyo didn't know the mefurish halacha. Achorish ezel lachem rosh chadashim. Zen Nisan vein acher Nisan. Rather, though we darshan from a pasuk in Parshas Bo that once it's Nisan, you can't make a different. You can't make Iyar into Nisan by adding on another Adar. So what? He didn't know this halacha. So el atah. What he didn't know, you can't cut off the doors of the Heichal either. But that's not the number first halacha that against that. But he thought it was sakana. But here, what's the problem? And Latav b'dishmuel, he made a mistake in the following halacha of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, im abrinas ashana biyom shloshim shel Adar, hol broy lekovo Nisan. When it's the 30th day of Adar, even though it's not Nisan yet, but because if witnesses come today, it can be Nisan, so even this last day, you're not allowed to make it into another Adar. Earlier, you could add another Adar. But from today on, even if it's not Nisan yet, but you can't add on another Adar yet. Savar and Chizkia hove roi lo amrinan. He didn't hold of this, or he didn't know it, he didn't hold of it, this last halacha. But those were the six things that he did, three good, three not good. Okay, that was the story that we had, brought in because of Smichas Gula Tzvila. Okay, I just don't have time to comment. Amr Rav Yochanan, but right, but the Rashi just said it's not the Gichon that we know. But there were two types of Gichon. But in Achinami, the Shiloach, it might start at the Shiloach, which is in Yerushalayim, in Achinami. But I'm not sure. Amr Rav Yochanan, B'shem Rav Yosef ben Zimra. Kol Atola B'schus Asmo, Atola B'schus Acherim. Anybody who davens in their own schus, Hashem, save me because I'm a great person. So then he ends up being saved for other people's chuyos. But if you daven for other people's chus, save me b'schus of so and so, tolon lo b'schus asmo, then it ends up that your chuyos are used. Moshe, what are examples? Moshe tolon b'schus achayre. Moshe davened in the schus of others. Shenemar zochar l'avad Avraham liyisach lishal avadecha. He said, save Bnei Yisrael for the avos. Tolon lo b'schus asmo. It ended up that really Hashem saved Klal Yisrael because of Moshe. Shenemar v'yomer l'hashmideim. I was going to destroy them. Lulei Moshe b'chiro, amad b'peretz l'hashiv l'fanav, l'hashiv chamaso mehishchis. Right, Moshe stood up to prevent the anger from destroying. So Moshe daven b'schus l'avos, he was saved b'schus himself. Chizkiyo talav b'schus atzmo, Chizkiyo daven for himself, pasuk we just said earlier, d'chziv z'char na'asher z'lati l'fanavo, right, I did all these great things, either I was holding kulu l'tvila, or I was going to say perifuos, talalo b'schus acherim, and he ended up being answered b'schus of others. Shenemar veganosi el ha'ir hazos lahoshia l'ma'ani u'lema'an David Abdi. Says I would save this house, the base of Migdash, l'ma'ani, for my z'chus, u'lema'an David Abdi, not because of you, Chizkiyo, but for David HaMelech. V'hainu der Rishu ben Levi, and this fits into what Rishu ben Levi says, der Rishu ben Levi, my desiv hinei l'shalom mar li mar, even though I got peace, it was bitter. Afilu b'shah hashigat HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom mar hu lo. Even though when I got the salvation, it was bitter for me because it wasn't b'schus me. It was b'schus somebody else that I got saved, but that's the hint that he was answered b'schus somebody else. But b'lamaisa, it seems like we should never dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our own schus. I deserve something. I have great parents, I have a great family, I have great schus avos. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are our parents too. We just don't remember that. Right? We should dive into b'schus our avos as well. Okay. Naase, two dots, second to last skinny line. Naase la aliyah zir katana. So now we're going back to that story that was referred to of the Isha Shunamis, that she built a little house for Elisha. So Naase la, she says to her husband, you know what? That's such a nice, wonderful man that comes by. Let's build him a wing. Naase la aliyah zir katana. Let's build him a separate place. So what does that mean? Rav Shmuel chad amar aliyah perua haisa. Some say that there was an attic that didn't have a roof. The kiruha. And they put on a roof. No, they had a big room, and they split it up. Right? It seems to me that the second one is even greater because they're taking more of their own living space. Right? And they're splitting it up. So I understand the second day that there was a room and you split it up. That means you put a wall in the middle. Kir means a wall. So you know what the pasuk's referring to. My kir. But if you see it's a roof, kir is a wall. No. Shekiruha. That they put on a roof, from the word tikra. The word kir can mean wall and can mean roof. Bishlama, again, Bishlama Damar Aliyah. So now we go back. According to the one who says it's a roof, I understand how it says Aliyas. It says Aliyas kir. So kir sounds like wall and Aliyah sounds like roof. So Aliyah fits in better according to the one who says roof. It just means he did. Aliyah also can mean ma'ula, the best. They made him a great, beautiful, wonderful place. This is Vayter in the pasuk there in Navi. V'nasim lo sham. Let's put for him there. Mita shulchan kisei menorah. A bed, a table, a chair, a menorah. So what does that mean? Amar Abaye v'temer Rabbi Yitzchak. So they gave Elisha all these wonderful things to take part in. So we learn from there. Harotze lehanos yehana ke Elisha. If you want to get Hanoah from the world, you can get Hanoah like Elisha did, in a proper way. V'she'ena rotze lehanos. And if you don't want to get Hanoah from the world, al yehana kishmol haramasi. So you can go the path of Shmuel, who didn't get Hana. Shneimar, as it says by Shmuel, v'tshuvaso haramasa kisham beiso, he always came back to Ramah, because that was his house. V'amar Rav Yochanan, shkalmachav shalach sham beiso imo. He took his house with him. He didn't eat in anybody's house. He always slept his chairs with him. He always slept his pots. He didn't want to be nehen. So Gemara seems to say that you could choose. Both of these midos are correct. Whatever you do, the Rashi says, Shmuel is not considered antisocial. It's another derech in life. But Tomer, continuing the pasuk about the conversation between the Isha Shunamis and her husband, Tomer La Isha Hinina Yadati Kisha Lakim Kadoshu. I know that this man is a holy man. Amar Yosi Rachanina, aha. Mikan Shoha Isha Makaris Ba'arch and Yosem Minaish. You know, you see from here, she tells her husband he's a holy man. Women discern the quality of guests more than men do. Let me just add, it's not just guests. Women in general have a greater natia inside to figure people out. Learned that from this Gemara. Women can figure it out more than men. Right? Some say, oh, it's because the woman's home bar. No, the Pasha says that it's a thing in nature. Thing in nature. Kadoshu, he's holy. Mina yada, how'd she know? So this kind of ruins it, because this is saying that there was something physical about it that she figured out. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, Shlorasa Zvuv, over al Shulchano. The fly stayed away from him. V'chad Amar, Sadin Shal Pishtan, Hitzi al Mitaso, V'lorasa Keri Alav. Right, that he never had any carry on his sheets. What?
She's more perceptive.
Right, it's perceptive, but it's kind of a physical. So, but according to this, if a man concentrates, he can figure it out. According to what I was saying, is that even if a man concentrates, it's just not in his abilities. That's part of the Bini Yaseira.
The man just won't figure it out.
Right, won't figure it out, no matter how much he knows. Okay, that too. Kadosh who? Right, he is a kadosh. So what does it mean? He is a kadosh. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, who kadosh and mishar so eino kadosh. He is a kadosh to exclude his servant who's not a kadosh. Shneamar by Yagesh Gechazi lahadafa. Gechazi was Elisha's servant, and Gechazi went when she was going to Elisha to talk to him about something. He says he was mahadef her. So what does that mean? Amar Yosi Bar Chanina sheachza b'hod yafya, that he grabbed her and pushed her away. Rashi says he grabs her in an abusive place on her body, so therefore obviously he was not a kadosh. Continuing the pasuk, over aleinu tamid, he always passes by, so we darshan from that. Amar Biosi, the wife is saying this Talmud Chacham always passes by our house. Amar Biosi Bar Chanina, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Kol HaMa'areach Talmud Chacham, Mesoch Beso, anybody who makes the Talmud Chacham the guest in his house, Umahanu Minachasav, and gives from his Nachasim, Ma'alala Avachasav, Kilomakrav Tamidin. As if he brings a carbon Tamid. Learn that from that word Tamid. So again, what's the connection between having a Talmud Chacham at your Shabbos table and a Tamid? They say both the Shulchan of a person is Mechaper. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the show of a person is Mechaper, his chesed, and the karbanos that you bring is Mechaper. There's a Rabbeinu Bachai at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh that even says, my friend made this one famous, that people in Tsarfas used to be buried in their dining room tables. They used to make the coffins out of the dining room tables. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai says. Why? Because they went to the kapara of the dining room table, because that's Mechaper. All the mitzvahs that they did at the dining room table, that could bring kapara like the Tzmidin. You shouldn't daven at a high place, in a high spot. Right? From the depths I have called for you, Hashem. This is the makar that if you make a shul, some shuls, they have the chazan at the lowest point in the shul. If you walk into the white shul, you walk down, the chazan is the lowest point in the shul. Tanya Nami Hachi, you should never daven on a high place because it's gaivadik. Tanya Nami Hachi also, you shouldn't stand on a chair or in a high place. Forget the fact that you might fall down and you're not going to have kavana, but even if it's big, even if it's a big place that you're standing on, you shouldn't stand on somewhere high and daven, in a low spot. Lafi, why? Lafi she'in gavos l'vnei ha'makam. Doesn't matter how high you are, you're not getting close to Hashem. Right? We shouldn't be a balgaib in front of Hashem. Shenamar mimamakim krasich Hashem. I call to you from the depths. V'ksiv tefillah la'ani ki yatov. Our tefillah should be like a poor person's tefillah, like an ani. Is the makar for putting your feet together when you daven Shemona Esrei. Shneimar v'ragleihem regel yishara. The malachim have straight feet, so too we try to be like malachim in Shemona Esrei. We put our feet together. That's why, by the way, we also go up by Kedusha. Because Kadosh Kadosh and Barak Kavod, the Malachim also say that. So that's why we go up, and they dance when they say it, and we go up. My Dechil Osofu Al Adam, what does it mean? Again, these are all sayings from the same person. What does Osofu Al Adam mean? You shouldn't eat the blood. This is called one of the Lav Shebeklalos. There are about 10 things learned out from this pasuk. This Gemara quotes one of them. But if you look at Sanhedrin, I think it's Pei Gimel or so, around there. Samach Gimel, one of those two. It says Osofu Al Adam. You shouldn't eat the dam, so what does it mean here? Lo sochlu kodem sheispalu al dimchem. You're not allowed to eat before you daven for your blood, for your life. This Gemara is the makar for eating and drinking before davening, right? Isser daraisa, according to how the Rambam formulates it. Lo sochlu al dam. Most of them say water's okay, most of the time drinks are okay, but in general, food, and Shabbos doesn't make any difference. Shabbos, we daven just like weekday we daven. You know, unless somebody needs it for health reasons, so then there's no eating before davening. Amar Yitzchak, one more line. Amar Yochanan, Amar Yisrael. If you eat and drink and then daven, you have thrown me literally behind your back. You have thrown me behind your gaiva, your haughtiness. After you have raised yourself up, after you've worried about your physical needs, you've eaten, you've drunk something, then you can be mekabel malchus shemayim. So that is incorrect. We're not supposed to eat and drink. This is a serious halacha before davening. One more line. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Hashol Shos. And just getting back, this is all the Agadata. Now again, back to Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yeshua had said on the previous daf that you can say Kriya Shema, not, you don't have to finish it by Netzachama. You can finish it by the third hour. That's what we paskin. Amar Yudamar Shmuel, Halacha Karevi Yoshua. We paskin that way, and that's why Zman Kriya Shema is not Netzachama, according to what we paskin. It's the third hour of the day. Okay, let's stop here. Sure.